From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Guyana government denounces opposition attacks on the administration's legitimacy. The European Commission trying to deflect Ecuador's rejection of the EU-US banana trade deal, and why Cuba can't attend the Summit of the Americas in Canada. I'm Ken Richards, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Guyana, the People's Progressive Party government of President Barret Jagdeo is expressing annoyance at being referred to as a de facto administration by the main opposition People's National Congress. The PNC argues that an elections commission audit being held supports its stand of questioning the legitimacy of the Jagdeo administration. But PPP spokesman, lawyer Ralph Ramkaran, is rejecting that argument.
Well, I don't buy the argument because we've had about four international agencies observing the elections, all reputable, and one very reputable local agency. Now, all of these have certified that the elections were free and fair. So that is the certification. The other aspect is that they're claiming that people who had registered, their names had been left off the list. They appear to be a very small number because in the last elections, 399,000 people voted. In these elections, 403,000